the Divine Father is giving unto its universe life and all that that life implies. It is giving it vitality and energy. It is giving it all of its energy. It cannot be lacking in energy. It is giving unto it total energy, total vitalization. It is renewing it constantly and continually. It is giving it deep eternality. The fatherhood of life is giving its universe eternality, and its universe is reflecting the quality of eternality. It is able not to deflect that quality. It is able not to force itself into time and the cycling of mortality. It is reflecting its eternality, the eternality of its life. It is reflecting vitality. It is reflecting energy. It is thereby experiencing renewal, constant renewal. The Divine Father provides its universal child with life, and the universal child reflects by living, by being. Always. The Divine Father is pouring forth truth unto its universal child. It is giving unto its child consciousness, full, unabridged consciousness. And the universe is reflecting that consciousness. It is in training with that consciousness. It is experiencing that consciousness. It is projecting forth that consciousness. It is always in a deep state of recognition of its consciousness. It is accepting its consciousness. It is of its true nature to reflect and thereby to accept the gift of its Divine Father, the gift of consciousness, the gift of wholeness. The universe is reflecting wholeness. It is receiving the gift of wholeness. It is using the gift of wholeness. It is accepting totally its gift of wholeness. Thereby it cannot lack wholeness. It cannot believe that it is unhealthy. It cannot believe that it is sick. No. It is reflecting wholeness, health, in all of the caverns of its being. And the Divine Father is flooding its universal child with love and all of the qualities of love. It is giving it its patterns, its design, its plan. And the universe is reflecting that design within its own womb, reflecting those patterns, allowing the divine love to pattern it after itself. It is accepting its holographic being. That holography which is being given, which it is being given by its Divine Father as it gives love and the totality of love unto its child, its universe. And the Divine Mother is making sure that all of those qualities that have been given to the child are with the child forevermore. She never lets go of her child. She always sees the promise in her universal child. She always embraces the child, no matter if the child appears to reject the qualities that the Divine Father has given it. She always knows that at core it has those qualities, that it's been programmed with those qualities, that in its heart it is reflecting those qualities, that in its senses it is embodying those qualities, that it is truly spiritually sensed, that deeply and intrinsically it is blissful and joyful. That the presence of joy that has been given by the Father is accepted by the child. It is always sure that the child is being governed properly, that it is in a state of self-governing, that its deep principle is always operative within it, and that the universe is always operating in accordance with its harmonious principle. It is quite sure that its child is forever alive, vital, new, creative. It is quite sure that its child has been imbued with the truth, that it is conscious, that it is consciously conscious, that it has form that is whole. It never sees a crippled child. It never sees a wounded child. It never sees an unwhole universe, a universe that is wailing. No. The Divine Mother sees the child as perfect, knows that it has everything it needs, knows that it reflects the sevenfold nature of being, that the child is a child of love, a child of peace, a child that rests in the divine consciousness. It knows that it's a universal child, a perfectly integrated universe. It knows that. It cherishes that. It embraces the universe in its perfection, and it holds it there. It can do no less, for it sees nothing outside of itself. It sees nothing except the perfection of its universal expression. and the child, the universe. Being programmed by its divine father and its divine mother can do no less than exemplify the qualities that it has been given. And it does so willingly, gratefully, joyfully, properly, spontaneously. Its consciousness, whole, perfect, so it cannot lack. It has everything. And it is consciously conscious that it has everything. And even though it seems to be restructuring all the time, even though it seems to be overforming all the time, it never loses touch with its source. It is always impelled to refer into its source for its qualitative nature. It is always impelled to refer into the deep system of the model for its functions. It is always impelled to live within the deep matrix of being. To refer to it, to live in it, to exemplify its hollow moving unity with the model of being. It is one with the model of being. The universe is never outside of the model. The activity of the universe is going on within the model of being. The consciousness of the universe is one with the consciousness of the model of being. It does not have another consciousness. It cannot operate outside of the model. It is not aware of anything outside of the model, and there is nothing outside of the model. It doesn't live on a level that is not conceived by the model. It is in the model, functioning within the wholeness of the model. Thereby, all that the model has and does is true also of its expression. Its universe of infinite individualities. Thereby, there is no lack. Because that which is one with is of the same nature as and functions accordingly. And there is no division to create the appearance of lack. there is only the abundance and amplitude of the model, the fruits of the Spirit. Which brings us to the next problem, quote unquote, that wishes to be brought into the light, into the model. The problem of an anarchical governing principle, or the belief that nations have the art of governing and can govern themselves, or do govern themselves, or can't govern themselves, or should govern themselves, or don't know how to govern themselves, or want to govern themselves, or don't want to govern themselves, or need to learn how to govern themselves, and all of the peripheral issues of government that exist in this dimension, where the appearance of separate individualities, our seeking for their guiding principle, and desire at heart and at core to be governed by that principle. So we'll together center ourselves and let the deep, levitating consciousness speak to us in its clear voice and tell us where in the model it wishes us to go to address this issue of human government versus divine government. I am taken into the model of being itself, that place where the divine principle is a principle of love, a principle of all, a working, operating principle of all. And I am reminded that it truly is an omnipotent principle, that it truly is all-powerful, and I am reminded to keep that in mind, that it is an all-powerful principle, and that it is an omniscient principle, that it is totally conscious and aware of its workings and the workings of the model. And it knows how to operate that model. It knows how to operate its own infinite being. It does know how to do that. And that we need to get out of the way and let it operate what it knows how to operate. Because it is totally aware and totally conscious and totally able, totally. And I am reminded that that principle of the model of being is an omnipresent principle. That it is present in every aspect of the model, present in its qualities, in its elements, present in its classifications, in its categories, present in its system of operation. It is present in all of the facets of the model of being. And we need never forget that. It is present, and it is forever governing that model and governing the entirety of the model and doing it with the greatest, deepest, deepest sense of love, of all-inclusiveness. It is, after all, the all, and the all in all. And it is a principle of the all. And it is a working principle that never shuts down and never falls down on the job. And that there's only one model. There's only one form. There isn't many. It may individualize itself and thereby look like micromodels, which perhaps on the level of human perception look like nations, countries, groups, filled with tinier models looking like people. But, you know, ultimately, there's only one, and it is a self-governing model, and it governs itself and all that it includes with the deepest sense of love, a love that meets the need of the model. A love that meets the need of the calculating consciousness within the model. A love that comes to humanity's sore heart and enables it to understand that it is governed from within. It is a love that bids humanity to turn within for its principle, for its guiding principle, for its governing principle, and to know that that governing principle is the principle upon which it must lean. And if the collective consciousness reflects a certain stage of turning, a certain stage of acknowledgement of its principle, it will take the effect of the form of government that occurs in what appears to be that nation, that community. For it will reflect the degree of turning of the collective consciousness, the degree that that consciousness leans upon its superior principle. But we must see everywhere that only principle is operating and only principle is governing.